The national debate over separation of children from their families at the border continues. The Trump administration enacted a policy of prosecuting all unlawful border crossings instead of detaining families together as civil cases. And because of that, children have to be separated from their parents. Republicans like Michigan Congressman Fred Upton are calling for an end to this ugly and inhumane practice. But there are supporters. Sandy Rios is host of the Sandy Rios in the Morning Show on the American Family Radio Network. Sandy, we're hearing the sound of children crying for their parents. Make your case.
Well, you know, who wants to see children separated from their parents? All of our hearts go out, but that doesn't mean that it's exactly what it's being presented as. You know, we have so many Americans consigned to prisons because they've broken the law. Now, we don't have any audio that I know of American children being separated from their parents when they go to prison. But I guarantee you there would be a lot of cries and sadness. It would break your heart. Is that the fault of the American people, or is it the fault of the parent who has broken the law?
But we're talking about immigrants, which has, this is a country of immigrants, which has traditionally been treated differently. In fact, the Obama administration, when they tried to do something along the same lines in 2014, when there was a huge surge of families fleeing violence in Central America and astonishing number of children, far more than there are today, the Obama administration tried to not give bonds to these families as a way of forcing them to stay in detention and to try to do the same thing, to send a signal and discourage other families from coming. But a district court in 2015 ruled you can't send a signal through someone by punishing them to someone else. Do you worry about the constitutionality of this?
Well, the constitutionality is pretty obvious, Robin. Look, the executive branch doesn't pass laws. It's only the Congress that can do that. But here's the thing. This is a misreporting and a misrepresentation. Parents have separated themselves from their own children in most of these cases, willingly sent them off either with someone else or by themselves to make that dangerous trek to get to the United States.
Why do you think they did that?
Because America is the greatest country in the world.
That's one reason, but it's also because of the tremendous violence in their home countries. And many of them are trying to seek asylum. Many of the people who have been separated from their children are trying to seek asylum, and they've gone to the wrong port of entry.
You do know that the asylum laws that are on the books have been abused. And I would ask you to consider this. If we follow the logic of our emotions, which are being played right now, so then there is no limit to the amount of children and persons we allow into the United States. We cannot handle anymore. We have our own children to think about. We have the Kate Steinleys, who were definitely separated from their parents by an illegal immigrant.
Kate Steinley, who was shot and killed in San Francisco.
By an illegal immigrant. We have to consider that our emotions need to be guided by reason. And we are not responsible for the entire world and all of its violence and problems. We do have a very generous asylum policy. People are just flooding over the border, and so there's no way the agents can actually discern who's telling the truth about asylum and who isn't.
Well, that's their job, though. I mean, that's their job.
Yes, but agents are people. They can't handle overwhelming numbers of people coming across the border. I don't think anybody reasonably expects that they can. You know, we had border agents during the Obama administration that were learning to change diapers and do child care because they were so overwhelmed with all the numbers of children coming.
But what do you think about what some Republicans are offering in some of these new bills, though, which is go back to the civil detention, keep the children with the families?
What I'm saying is that most of those kids are not coming with their parents. They're coming sometimes with sex traffickers. They're coming with a lot of the MS-13 gang members and others.
Well, first of all, the M-13 gang started in Los Angeles. And there are definitely people who are fraudulently bringing children because they know that children would be, you know, a front for them. But the majority, the people who have been in the detention centers, the majority of these children that are separated have family that are being held. I mean, that's the majority. What would you suggest?
I think we need to enforce our immigration laws. We need to stop the massive migration on the southern border. And if it starts on the northern border, we should stop it there. I think we should put America first.
Let me ask you something. If these children, if their families are prosecuted, these children are now in the custody of the Department of Health and Human Services, they will go into the foster care system. They will still flood into American cities. Isn't it better to send the families intact back?
There may be a few families intact down there, but I think most of the kids, as we said, are by themselves or with the other people that they're not even related to. So this is a misconstruing of a really, honestly, Robin, if something is happening to kids that's unfair or unjust, you talk about unfair or unjust. Do you have any idea? I'm sure you do. The dangers that parents are putting their children in by sending them on these long treks with strangers.
Well, as someone said to, as one of the asylum seekers said to a reporter, if you have a 50% chance of surviving if you leave your country, but you'll definitely be killed and your children will if you stay, taking that journey is an easy choice. Let me just ask you something. Are you pro-life?
Yes, ma'am.
How does this, what's happening with these children, square with that?
Robin, I'm not advocating the murder of children. I'm talking about a reasonable policy that will help as many people as possible. I am factoring in the fact that American children are suffering because we are pouring so much money into helping illegal immigrants. Our own children, our schools are overcrowded, our medical facilities, our emergency rooms. It's just a common sense principle. We cannot save everyone. We can't feed everyone. We can't prevent all children from being separated from their parents. It's an impossible bar.
That's Sandy Rios, host of the Sandy Rios in the Morning Show on American Family Radio. Sandy, thank you.
Thank you, Robin. I appreciate the chance.